Talk. I am Keto Cummings. Now, coming up, we're going to try General Andre Lincoln again, a man who's got his hands full, and you can understand that. He is head of lockdown demand, command, at least in the Western Cape. He'll be talking about some of the things they've been up to right now. He's been very busy, so once we get him on, we can chat to him. After that, we'll chat to Jan Vermeulen from My Broadband. A couple of interesting stories on My Broadband, including this nonsense story about 5G being responsible for COVID-19. My teenage son even said, "Dad, you know where it comes from, eh? It comes from 5G. I said, "My boy, please. You didn't read Harry Potter books when you were a young child. I'm not allowing you to get into Harry Potter theories as an adult at the age of 18. So Jan Vermeulen will be chatting about that. Hey. The one thing I must tell you, please, when you get your information, Facebook's rubbish. Don't get it off Facebook. Don't get it off Twitter. Unless it's a verified news business. Don't get it off there. All right? Rather, tune into Eyewitness News. Go and check out ENCA. Go to News 24. Just go to credible places where you have editors and people who can check the facts before they actually broadcast it. But with the... Anyway, enough said about that. 5G, COVID-19. Slan may do it. Anyway, it is 23 minutes to 11 o'clock. Jan Vermeulen, he is with mybroadband.co.za, editor-at-large. Jan, great to have you on.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay, lekker. Listen, it sounds like you're in space at the moment, Jan, so you're going to either have to cha-cha to the left for me, or you're going to have to do a somersault to the right, but we're going to have to get a clear line from you.
Okay. Move to the outside.
Okay, there we go.
5G yielding technology. Can you hear me now?
5G would have made it a lot quicker. let's try that now. Jan Vermeulen, you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's a lot better. So let's talk a little bit about some of these Harry Potter theories that have been floating around 5G and coronavirus. My 18-year-old, by the way, one of those coming to me, Dad, did you know?
Shane, so a common trick, and so I don't want to disparage all who fell for some of these hoaxes and disinformation. So like, there's a lot. There's a mounting evidence to suggest that this stuff is actually misinformation being spread with a killer goal for example, hamper countries from rolling out 5G technology by other nation states. But let's not go down that rabbit and the print conspiracy theories. The thing is, what these con artists do is they craft a story to make it look super legitimate. They overuse jargon. They slap you with all kinds of technical terms that look legit. And so they make the story quite believable. But yes, for those of us in the tech field, you look at some of these claims and go, no, when you start talking about 5G operating at frequencies and that causes firstly that creates the virus or causes COVID-19 like symptoms or anything like that's just not true, mainly because 5G runs on the exact same technology or the exact same frequencies at the moment as 4G. So, like, that claim is just completely you can just dismiss it out of hand because there was a lot of noise around 5G running at like higher frequencies, and the industry itself can actually be blamed for that because they were trying to associate 5G with what they call millimeter wave, and for various commercial reasons, and now that's coming back to bite them a little bit. The fact is, 5G right now in South Africa and elsewhere in the world, 5G is built out. And 5G isn't really available widely in South Africa. Only has a commercial network available in the country. But regardless, it runs on exactly the same frequency as 4G. So you can dismiss that out of hand.
Okay.
Really relevant. It's about power. It's about It's about the transmission power of the signal. So, like, radiation is a term that gets thrown around a lot, and has a lot of negative stigma around it, because when we think radiation, we think Chernobyl, we think nuclear power stations exploding, and we think nuclear bombs, you know, Hiroshima, Nagasaki. But radiation is listening to this broadcast right now.
Yeah.
Are listening to it thanks to radiation, and so the kind of radiation caused by radio waves does not cause, to the best of our knowledge, negative health effects. It does not cause cancer. You can be exposed to little bits of it, and it won't cause any. And so that's why power level that these signals are transmitted at is strictly regulated. And so the Wi-Fi router in your house can only be output power at a certain level. In South Africa, it's 0.1 watt. Your microwave oven, by the way, which uses the exact same frequency as Wi-Fi does, cooks because it outputs power at 900 watts. And that's why you shouldn't put your hand in a microwave oven. Mm. It's because of the power level, not the frequency.
Yeah. Now that we've debunked that one, let's talk a little bit about the underground cable, the one that was damaged again and has led to slow internet. Do we have some good news?
Yes, we have some good news there. So, well, a little bit of news. So the initial time to repair Saturday, the 4th of April, they got to site the ship.
Sorry, Jan, the line is breaking up again, so you're going to have to just move for me. So we'll be wrapping up now because it is a pretty bad line.
But sorry about that. No,
try that again.
Hi, can you?
There we go. Try that.
Weird. It must be the weather. The was fixed on Saturday the 4th.
The line's terrible. Jan Vermeulen back. We thought we'd give him a call on another number, and let's see if we can get some clarity around that. How's it, Jan?
I'm good. Hopefully you can hear me better now.
There we go.
I'll also speak slower. Maybe the network will be able to keep up a bit better.
Okay, so we sort of debunked the 5G coronavirus thing, and then we spoke about the underwater cable, the internet, how slow it's become, because whenever there's a problem, you need to send a ship out, and it needs to do its thing. So let's pick up on that.
So a ship sailed out from continental Europe, basically as soon as the cable broke last week, Friday. It got there in record time, mercifully, and so the original estimated time to repair was Saturday the 4th. That's been moved up slightly, a few hours, but hey, I'll take every hour I can get with better internet, to Friday afternoon. So tomorrow afternoon, hopefully the internet in South Africa will be completely fixed.
Okay, now I see on My Broadband as well, you addressed this issue of confusion about wearing masks and gloves in South Africa.
We're trying to tackle every scientific topic around the COVID-19 outbreak. Yes, we're getting conflicting advice. On the one hand, there's some groups who say, listen, a mask can actually make you less safe because you're more inclined to touch your face, and then you could also transfer the virus from the mask if you, for example, touch the mask and then touch your eyes and stuff. And then on the other hand, we're getting reports and our own Minister of Health saying masks are great, rather use a mask than not. And so, yes, we're waiting for sort of the official line on this now. But I guess, from healthcare professionals, what I'm hearing is unless you are going to be in close proximity to people who are sick all the time, and so you're supposed to be keeping a 1.5 meter, 2 meter distance from everybody anyway. That's part of the physical distancing regulations. Leave the masks for the healthcare professionals because they're running out. So don't stockpile masks. And in fact, if you have stockpiled masks, I've seen doctors asking people, please consider donating some to doctors.
Okay, because those masks, are they the KN95 masks, right?
Yes.
Those are the specific ones that the doctors need. Now,
yes.
We've had on virologists and a whole host of people talking about this. The mask is not going to stop you from getting COVID-19. It can go through your eyes as well. So
Exactly. So, if you're in very close proximity and somebody coughs on you, the mask isn't going to stop it. It's really just like It can be effective, like, just about if it's over your nose and mouth. But yes, if it gets into your eyes, exactly, it's not going to stop it.
So they said it can help stop you from spreading it, because if you cough within the mask, it limits where your droplets go. You won't hit that. So if you're sick, a lot of the doctors that we've spoken to have said, wear the mask if you're sick. And I think this is why. So the minister says one thing, and then you've got Dr. Beth Engelbrecht, who's DG of Health in the Western Cape, who says, no, don't wear them. And I've decided not to wear mine. I don't have any of the symptoms. I'm feeling pretty healthy. Now, touch wood. I do wear gloves, though. I wear gloves when I go out because I don't want. And I take those gloves off. I bought a pack of 100-odd gloves, and they for one-time use. I throw them away when I get home. So I do use the gloves. So it is that especially the health authorities need to be singing from the same hymn book as far as this is concerned.
Yes, there's a lot of confusion, and I understand it's a rapidly evolving situation. Like, we're seeing the thing with the taxi capacity, 50%, no 60%, no 70%, no 100%, no 70%. And it's really confusing for folks when our leaders are flip-flopping like this. Yeah. And so, yes, I mean, you're 100% right about the masks, even about gloves. There's actually concerns that gloves can make you less. It can make you less diligent about washing your hands. And so, as long as you're observing all the other hygiene stuff, and also and then you wear gloves or you wear a mask, that's fine. But as you say, it's almost better to leave the masks for the healthcare providers, and if you get sick or if you've been flagged as potentially exposed to the coronavirus, then absolutely be considerate to others and wear a mask. But otherwise, it shouldn't be necessary.
So people keeping themselves busy inside the house for these prolonged periods. I'm fortunate. My son does homeschooling, and he goes to a tuition school, right? I mention that all the time because I'm happy I made the move. So they sent work yesterday, and through WhatsApp and Zoom, etc., the school continues engaging with the learners, which is wonderful. But if one talks about technologies, generally speaking, that you've seen people gravitate towards, or maybe there's technology that people should look at, either to keep them entertained and when we say entertained, it doesn't mean mindless entertainment. You could get some rather interesting educational entertainment as well. Are there any suggestions that you have as to where we can go while we're sitting in our homes, trying to hide away from our two-year-olds and all the rest of it?
Yeah, so for slightly older kids, I'm going to recommend a game that I loved growing up. But I don't know, like, it's so old. It might be available for free online. You can get it at the Internet Archive. So the games I loved, educational games I loved growing up, were the Dr. Brain games, the Castle of Dr. Brain and the Island of Dr. Brain. Now, yes, they're not as flashy and graphically impressive as modern ones, and I'm sure people might be able to recommend better educational games. But certainly, that is a game that hits a whole bunch of interesting educational topics, from maths to science to logic puzzles, and it's got a cute little story woven through it as well. And there's plenty of educational games like that, and it's freely available online. You can play it at the Internet Archive. It's looking at the link right now.
Is it archive.org?
Archive.org, exactly.
Oh, I see some Mario Brothers here as well. Hello.
Yeah. So that's the danger. If you open that up to your kids, they might go, "Well, this Island of Dr. Brain thing is for the birds. Let me rather play Police Quest or something." That's one. And then for folks who are, I know that there's some concerns over the privacy of Zoom meetings, and so an alternative you can look at if you are concerned about that is something I've been using called Jitsi, and so that's also a .org. If you go to jitsi.org, They've got a platform there that is functionally quite similar to Zoom, but it's an open source project and it doesn't have the privacy concerns that Zoom does. And so, you know, for socializing and stuff, that's quite good. And then, yeah, there's plenty of stuff online. Offline, if you don't have ready access to the internet, hey, can I recommend good old fashioned jigsaw puzzles?
Oh yes,
and board games.
Tetris. That's more for phones and digital, but Monopoly and all sorts of other stuff you can play.
Yeah, and if you've got a slightly more mature family, slightly older family, there's really a laugh a minute type games like Cards Against Humanity and Exploding Kittens,
and
relatively simple games. And Cards Against Humanity, a lot of it you can just download from the internet, like it's freely available. So you don't have to go out to a shop to buy some of these physical games. If you can somehow get someone to print out a copy for you, that could be a start.
Because I'm still on archive.org and on Mario Brothers, right? So you can download. I see they have torrent files you can download as well.
Yeah, so I think some of these games are what they call abandonware, and so they're no longer sold, and so the copyright is no longer enforced, and so you can just get it for free. But it requires a bit of technical know-how to get running on your own PC. So what they've built is a system in the back that runs on a thing called DOSBox. That and not just DOSBox, but a lot of these games run on old DOS, and so they emulate old DOS, and then you play it right in your browser.
Oh, you don't have to download it.
Yeah, you just play it right in your browser.
Oh, that is so cool. I'll get to the educational stuff a bit later. But Mario Brothers is something I'm going to look at. And you said GITSI.org.
.org as an alternative to Zoom, yeah, if you're worried about the privacy stuff in Zoom.
Yeah, mine's been blocked, so. But Jan van Meulen, great chatting as always. I thought we'd get a bit of tech and a couple of tips out there, other things that you can look at.